Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
And blessings and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Tonight we're going to open up the phone lines for you to share your thoughts or if you've got something to promote. I understand I'm going to have some callers in that have some things that they want to share. I also am going to be debuting some music tonight that I have not played before and I believe has not honestly been played on any radio station anywhere. So I'm really, really excited about that. But we are getting into the holiday season, so let me start out with a piece by Darian Dean out of New York, and this is called Holiday.
La da 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 da. I know that times you lose your way, and it's been so long since you could say happiness found its way within. But just as the seasons have to change, we in our lives will do the same. So let's take this chance and start again on this holiday. You can wipe your tears away, 'cause they'll all be gone today. Replace with love this holiday. Spend time with family, time with your friends, hoping that days like this don't end. It's not what you get, but what you give. Oh, no, 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 no. And there will be laughter, joy to share, sort of like magic.
For love, for life, for joy.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This is Darian. And on this holiday, be safe, be happy, and be blessed.
Again, I want to welcome you to Flavor Coffee House. Tonight, I'm going to open up the phone lines for you, creative souls. If you've got something you want to promote, especially for the holidays, or you have a thought that you would like to share, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. You may hear my grandbaby in the background. Kimora is going to be my co-host tonight, so please don't mind her. She's pretty lively at the moment. So anyway, I'm going to be debuting some new music tonight, and I'm really, really thrilled about that. As you know, if you pay attention to Flava News and Flava News Radio, I've turned this into a members-only radio station for many reasons, but it's about building win-win relationships. It's not about the one-sided thing. You know, I've been doing that for quite a long time, and finally, you know, just really took it upon myself that Flava News is much more deserving than the one-sided relationship. So if you're interested in finding out more about Flava News, the Flava News movement, please feel free to contact me at radio@flavanews.com, or you can go to my website at www.flavanews.com and hit the radio page, and there's more information about the Flava News movement. But before I go any further, I want to debut a song by a dear, dear friend of mine. And this particular piece was produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music. This is Carolina Bells by John Dereen Sr. Thank you. right. That was Carolina Bells by John D. Green Sr. You know what? I'm going to do a back-to-back. I'm going to play another piece by John D. Green Sr. that is also produced by SJF Music. It's called What Child Is This? Just experienced double hitter by John D. Green Sr. with Carolina Bells and What Child Is This, produced by SJF Music. But it looks like Mr. Green's on the line with me, so welcome to the Flavor Coffee House, John.
Hey, Flay.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. Why are you sounding all calm?
Oh, I'm just, just taking it in. I like the holiday music. It brings me joy.
Well, I think those pieces are absolutely beautiful, John.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It was a long and hard selection to choose the pieces that I wanted to make as opposed to the pieces I should have made. And of course, stubborn side of me wins, as usual. So, there it is.
All right. So what's going on with you? You called in pretty early and raised your hand, and just right when I decided that I was going to play your music. So
well,
do you have something on your mind?
That's a perfect timing then, huh?
It was perfect timing.
What is on my mind? Well, actually, you brought a few things to my attention today. Well, they were always at my attention, but you brought them to the forefront of my attention. We're going into this holiday season and things are happy and cheery right around this time of year, of course. But we have unresolved long-term problems that we deal with, or that our children deal with, and some adults. our children deal with. This bullying situation seems to be out of hand. And I noticed the post for the movement that you put earlier. I commend you on that. And that was something I was with, you know, right away. I am completely and totally against bullying of any kind. I do not support it, and I won't stand for it. So that is definitely something worthy of standing against. And as you so eloquently put earlier, standing together against.
And yeah, I appreciate you bringing it up, John. I kind of, you know, have gone back and forth whether I would bring up that particular subject today. But since you brought it up, I'll just go with it. For those of you that don't know, on Friday, yesterday, my grandson was bullied at school. I did not find out about it for about an hour after I picked him up from school. And what happened is, as he was getting his backpack to leave for the day, one boy kicked him in the groin, and one boy grabbed his head and tried to slam it down on the table. And he didn't tell me this when I picked him up. He went about, you know, that it was a great day. He had a great field trip, and it took him an hour later to tell me when he, you know, he held on to his groin area, saying that it was painful. And so that's when it came out. These particular boys, in a sense, got away with it. The teacher did not witness it. My grandson did tell, but the teacher said, you know, to the boys to say they were sorry. They said they were sorry, and as they left the school, I guess, they proceeded to tell my grandson that they were going to do this again to him on Monday. And strangely enough, as my daughter and I were watching Extreme Home Makeover, that's one of my favorite shows, it talked about a young man who took his life at a very, very young age because of bullying. And this family was assisted. You know, they've been doing outreach work, you know, into the communities and speaking out against bullying and all of this. And it just happened to be on the day that my grandson was bullied at school, too. And so my daughter and I and several of our family members have joined along with their fight, which is called Stand Together. And it's a movement to stand against bullying. I will be going up to the school on Monday and addressing this. My son will also be going up to the school on Monday and addressing it. And, you know, I'm honestly thinking about, you know, seeing if I can get some people together, some artists or whatever that may be able to go around and speak to some of the schools, because I think this is something that really, really needs to be addressed. I think when I was coming up, things were much easier. Much easier. You know, even though we had bullies back then, there is nothing compared to what the kids are facing right now. And so, you know, I think that, you know, I think that we as parents, as grandparents, as artists, I think that we can come together and take back ownership of our kids and create a safe world, you know, for them. It's one thing to sit here and complain about it and talk about the things, but if we don't do something about it, it starts at home. It really does. It starts at home. It starts in our own communities. And I think that we can take it back. You know, they're our future. We brought them into this world, so they deserve to get the best from us. So, yeah, I really encourage you. I put into the chat room the link, you know, for Stand Together. If you missed that, it's on my Facebook page, and during the week, my daughter and I are going to kind of process this and see how we can really, really get things going, you know, online and here in Seattle, Washington, where I am. So thanks for bringing that up, John.
Oh, absolutely. It's a worthy topic.
So let me ask you this before we move on to another topic. You know, do you think that that artists can, you know, should or could show some responsibility when it comes to you know, what it is that, you know, what do I say? I want to say show support to our young people or just be more conscious about what they're creating, you know, that influences our children.
I mean, absolutely. But at the same time, we all know, whether we acknowledge it or not, that artists, our words, our music, our actions of any kind, our power. People pay attention to what we say and what we do. We capture and command the attention of the audience for whatever amount of time we have it. So why not use it for worthy causes? It's
right.
Easy to get up there for an hour or 2 hours and talk about absolutely nothing. You see it all the time. To rap about, sing about, play about, nothing. But how many people will show the initiative and take the responsibility to get up there and actually address things that you know, especially the youth, are so easily influenced. They're listening to everything we say and everything we do.
Right.
That's why they say there's power in words.
There is. I agree.
I agree. I use my words very carefully. For that reason.
Right. And I think that no matter what the art form is, you know, it can influence, you know, us in so many different ways. And I think that it would be an amazing thing if artists were to come together and create something that is positive or that is supportive or lets our young people know that they care. You know, a couple of times in my journey as Lady Flava, I've tried to embark with some others on some youth organizations to put together projects to help support youth. And unfortunately, you know, they both did not follow through. And you know, and that was hard for me because it was something I was so extremely passionate about. And I was able to get some artists such as yourself, John, to come on board and create something. I still hold on to those products, you know, that you provided me and others, you know, in hopes that something in the future could come about and that these great pieces of, you know, poetry, spoken word, stories, music can be used, you know. But and that was hard for me, too, that, you know, coming together, which what I thought was a great connection with some other people, for it to not, you know, become a reality, because the passion was so there when the meetings were had. And I think that's one of the things that I find when it comes to the artist community is that the ideas and immediate interest is there. But sometimes there isn't that follow-through, and there isn't that commitment and support to really actually make things become a reality. And that's one of the hard things for me as what I deem the artist cheerleader in finding those right connections, you know, with the right artists that really, really take it serious. Because you know what? As you know, John, I wake up breathing this. I go to sleep dreaming about this. You know, in support of artists and what they do and how to better serve them and all of this. This isn't a game for me. This is something I take very, very serious. And so I think that, you know, as much as I believe as one person I can make a difference, I think that if we all band together, we can make a difference for our children.
It starts and ends with us.
It does. It does.
A great man once said, keep hope alive. And just in that statement, that embodies all things that can be and will be. It starts with hope. With hope is embodied desire and the willingness to do.
Right.
So I am.
Right.
Whew, I could go on and on about that. But on a lighter note,
I know. It's But I'm glad that you brought it up. I am. I'm glad that you brought it up because it's something to really, really think about. Here we are in closing out a year, right? I can't believe that it's actually December of 2011. This year just seems like it's gone by so fast. But I'll be honest with you, I am so ready to get out of this year. It wasn't necessarily one of my best years. But I feel extremely hopeful going into the new year, and I'm just really, really excited. I'm looking forward, you know, to the possibilities of the new year. I hope that for myself, John, and everybody who's listening, that I'm going to be smarter come New Year's, come 2012. Be a little bit smarter because, you know, my heart is so open, and I always see the good in people, you know, and man, you know what? Sometimes it's just not meant to be. It's not meant to connect with certain people. So, anyway.
Well, you told me everyone can't work with everyone.
Right.
So
they can't.
It's what it
and
is.
Right, and I think that's something that people need to accept. And I think that you really need to think through who it is that you connect with. You know, really, really think through. Are you okay with connecting your name and your brand and your business and your art to those that you connect with or you could potentially connect with? I think it's something to really, really think through. What I saw as at face value, you know, digging a little bit deeper, you know, just did not work out. So I think that it's really important, you know, for you to really, really think through all of that. But you know what, John, while you're on the line, I'm going to debut another piece. And this is by one of our sisters in the SJF music team. She goes by the name of Eternally Blaze. And this piece is called Eternally Blaze.
Okay.
I am the sensual one. I am the sexual one. I am the erotic one. I'm the one that others say, she's the violent one. I am yours, eternal blaze. I am the erotic one. I am the hypnotic one. I am the one with just my voice can and will put you in a trance. I am the one who, after kissing your whole body, even an hour later, on your lips, my sweetness is still there. I am yours, eternally brave. I am the one dripping with romance. I am the one you hope will give you a second and third chance. I'm the one to drop it like it's hot. Yeah. I'm the one you wish you could, but never forgot. I am yours, eternally blaze. I am the one other women wish they could be, for I possess the secrets to bringing even the strongest man to his knees. I am the one who will listen to your wants, dreams, and desires, and who will always pass the test. I am the one who will bring to you your euphoric fantasies, delivering erotic ecstasy, leaving you in a puddle of your own essence. Yeah, that's my ultimate question. I am yours, eternally. I am the one who will go deeper than any woman has ever gone before. I am the woman who will not just enter your mind and body. I want also your heart and then heart. For I am the one who will be loving you unconditionally so we have both comfortably found. I am yours, eternally blessed.
Right, that was Miss Eternally Blaze with her debut piece, her single called Eternally Blaze. I'm so excited to be able to play that track. That's hot, isn't it?
That's flavor. And you know, I recently had the honor of speaking with Eternally Blaze on the phone.
Okay.
What an amazing individual.
On and off
the mic. Simply amazing. Simply amazing. I was blown away by our conversation. She is in depth and a deep thinker and idealist and just all around intelligent, but fun and light when the conversation shifts to a more fun and light subject, she's there.
Mm-hmm.
Very apt. Just a great conversationalist and an amazing person to converse with. It was an exciting hour to converse with her.
I have to agree with you, the tunes.
Gotta show love to the tunes though.
Definitely. You know, and I knew that from the first time I ever heard her voice.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that she knew how to use it. Not everybody really knows how to use their voice to get a point across. And I think there's really an art to it, in a sense, to be a really, really good communicator. You know, I think that that's something very important. And Eternally Blaze definitely has that gift of communication and drawing you in and really, really listening and then really, really responding thoughtfully. I had the blessing of speaking with her when I went through my unfortunate situation with a hip-hop artist. And I was very, very blessed to have her pray with me and to just share that moment and that experience with me and allow me to own it. And I'm forever grateful for her. You know, because it was wonderful to be able to speak to somebody on a spiritual level in regards to that. So, yeah, I'm thrilled about this particular piece. I am so excited about her CD that will be coming out in 2012. And, man, there's some great things coming out of the SJF Music Camp.
I was just about to ask you, which CD is that, Flay?
I don't know if it's going to be called Eternally Blaze. I want to say it might be, but
the
I know that
the Eternally Blaze song.
She's going to have a CD of her own, from what I understand.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be hot.
It is, and I think also, you know, yeah, it is going to be hot. You know, I agree, it's going to be hot. So,
on the line. When you talk to her and you hear this
mm-hmm.
articulate voice and this well-spoken young lady, do you think
mm-hmm.
that you listen and you're going to be like, wow, listen to this. Oh, she's hot. But then you talk to her and you're like, well, yes, ma'am, how are you? You know, how was your day?
Right.
But then you hear the music and it's like, wow, you know, kind of give you that switch, flip, alter ego kind of thing, huh?
Right. I think with her, I think there's just so many different sides to her, and I think that's a beautiful thing. You know, as you already mentioned, John, you know, she can bring that serious side out. She can bring a spiritual side out. She can bring a funny side out. She can bring a sexual, you know, sensual side out. I mean, there's just so many sides to Eternally Blaze. And I think that she's the kind of person that kind of can keep you on your toes and wonder what you're going to experience next.
Absolutely.
And I think that Stephen Jerome Ferguson has kind of just found his niche with her also, and just, you know, being able to bring his amazing talents as a musician and producer to her words, you know, so it just all kind of blends and complements each other so extremely well.
Are we shifting into Mr. Smooth now? Because
I don't know. I'm waiting for Big Daddy to raise his hand. He's on the line. He has not raised his hand yet, so I'm going to respect that. I believe that he's probably at work, so I don't know if he's able to, speak at the moment. But I'm going to
talk him out then, Flay. We'll
talk him out.
That brother. Now, people are seeing and listening and hearing the things that he's doing, and of course it's expected because he's a very amazingly talented producer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really take a look at the diversity of the music that he's producing, one must know somewhat his way around each kind of school of music in order to do what he does so well.
Okay.
When taking that into consideration, it gives it a whole new level, a whole new understanding of talent. Of the talent.
I agree. And, you know, he's probably one of the most patient people, period, that I've ever met. You know, there's just a very kind, gentle man in there, you know, who is extremely creative, but he's very, very kind. And I'm very, very blessed to not only call him my friend and artist that I love, but, you know, a colleague just as yourself, John. And I have great love and appreciation for Stephen. So, you know, Stephen, whenever you're ready, raise your hand. But before I go any further, John, I want to debut another piece. This is by an artist. He's one of the newest artists to join the Flava News movement. He's out of North Carolina, and this is Ronnie Run, and this is his new piece that's being played on the radio out that way called Hood Famous.
Dub V, baby. Ronnie Run. Mr. Street Legend himself, I'm back. Busy on the beat. This is an anthem. Going out to each and every hood. When I come to your spot, you see the love is all good. I got my pen out, ready to sign some autographs. Giving dap to the dude I knew back in the past. I'm Ronnie Run, the hottest thing bumping in the street. With a pen in the pad, my thoughts can get deep. Let you know that I ain't here for no trouble. Career's too hot to watch it burst like a bubble. Give me props, cause I'ma do it big. I'm a star when I'm bought in the club. I'm buying out the bar. People are looking and saying, this dude is so paid. Cause every track that I drop, no doubt it's gonna play. I'm not a player, for real, I just like to pray a lot. Ladies think that I'm cute, cause my flow is so hot. Don't get mad, cause what I do, you can't blame me. Cause everybody in the hood know that Ronnie Run's famous. Camera flashing, about to get this thing right. Like firecrackers popping, I'm about to laugh tonight. From the hood, and I ain't even got a real deal. So famous, check me with this track that I kill. I got that accent, people can tell I'm from the south. And see, to be exact, this is what we all about. You can Google me up online, I'm everywhere. From Miami to BA, on up to Delaware, California to Texas. You know, I get it popping, Chi-Town to overseas. It ain't no stopping, staying focused right now, just to be on the scene. Make my presence feel effective, if you know what I mean. It feels good to hear people shout my name. And when I get this deal, ain't nothing gonna change. I'm the same guy you know from freaking the mic. Now I'm older and doper, plus the floor is mad tight. I remember, really set the whole thing off. Street legend, show these chumps that I ain't saw. That dude, real sick on the track, and so dangerous. About to show the world how I became hood famous. Camera flashing, about to get this this ain't right. Got firecrackers popping, I'm about alive tonight. From the hood, and I ain't even got a reveal. So famous, check me with this track that I kill. Get your buzz up, network as much as you can. Put your face out there and shake everybody's hand. Open the eyes of the labels and show them my work. Get your contract right so I won't get jerked. It's a known fact, labels can take you for a pump. Be wise and smart, don't think like a chump. Do your research, make sure you don't get scammed. Read your contract good so you won't get in the jam. To the non-believers, the ones that go hate us, thanks for the love. I'm a mover and a shaker, I get it in. Grind the light 24-7, what I'm doing with this, no doubt I'm going to heaven. Don't sell drugs, but your boy's deep in the street. Get down with the best, still dropping mad heat. I'm what you call retro underground greatness. You can be like me, the one and only hood famous. Camera's flashing, about to get to stay right. Like firecrackers popping, I'm about to laugh tonight. From the hood, and I ain't even got a reveal. So famous, check me with the track that I kill. Go down like that, baby. NC, shout out to Big Booty, Busy on the beat, Dub B, G Vegas, what up? Get it in.
All right, that was Ronnie Run out of North Carolina, and I, you know, he's got a different style of hip hop than those out here on the Pacific Northwest, but you know what, I kind of dig his style. It definitely speaks true of who I am. When I had him as a featured guest when I was doing the All Media Artist shows, and what an interesting man, very, very committed to his art and to his community. So again, that was Ronnie Run with his new piece, which is called Hood Famous. I want to welcome everybody to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is my foundation. Actually, I'm going to give a shout out to April Sims, because when I was really thinking about my radio shows and what direction I wanted to go with it and what I wanted to call it, April actually suggested to me that I called my show Flavor Coffee House and kind of keep in line with the actual physical building that I had built here in Seattle, Washington. And I really love this. So big shout out to you, sis. She's in the chat room. And for those of you that don't know April Sims, she's kind of like somebody who I've looked up to for years. And I met her back in the days of MySpace. You know, she was doing a radio show. She was doing an open mic type radio show back then with Poetry Man, and then it kind of evolved into a little bit more as the years passed. An absolutely amazing photographer, and she too, you know, has spent many years in supporting independent artists, and she's too has gone through the frustrations of trying to be supportive to independent artists. But I had the pleasure of having her, you know, in Seattle, Washington, when she was out here for a workshop conference, and meeting her in person and having her stay at the house with myself and my family. And she is truly, truly my sister from the East Coast. I love her so very, very dearly, and, you know, really dream sometimes sincerely, April, of like being able to sit down with you, you know, in the living room and have these conversations like we did at my house. So much love and respect to April Sims. I want to give a shout out to Delon, an amazing talent out of Texas. To them, my sister Eleanor Lynch, who's in the chat room, Jazzy Blue. She's been my sister for many years, since the days of Flava Coffee House in Seattle, to being on MySpace. And Ruby Roberts, she is a newer friend of mine, found on Facebook through John D. Green Sr., and to the several guests that are in the chat room. And then I've got to give a shout out, because my family is on the phone line along with some others, but let's see, who do we got? We got John, whose phone line is open. We've got Stephen Jerome Ferguson, we've got Leah Henderson, we've got Eleanor too, and then we've got, I believe that, you know what, John, I believe Eternally Blaze tuned in after we gave her all those kudos. But just to let you know, people in the chat room were really, really digging that particular piece called Eternally Blaze. So I got my SJF Music family on the line with me. I'm happy. I'm a happy girl. You know, Flavor Coffee House is the place where you can come and promote yourself. You can share a thought or two if we want to go on a rant, if we want to share some uplifting news, whatever. The lines are for you. The lines are open for you. So if there's anybody who would like to call in, please feel free to call in at 347-857-1189. I see Big Papa still hasn't raised his hand. I'm just going to keep saying that because, you know, we're not going to let him off the hook tonight. And I think that I'm going to play a piece that I just received from an amazing talent down in Sacramento, California. And this is another holiday piece. It's called It's Christmas by Ava Lamert. That was Ava Lamert out of California with her piece, It's Christmas. You know, the holiday is a special time. It should really be a special time. I'm not really big on spending a lot of money on the holidays. I just think with the economy the way that it is, you know, for people to go in debt when they can't afford just everyday living, it makes no sense to me to put money out this time of year and go into the new year broke. But if you do have extra money, I really, really encourage you to find an independent, unknown underground artist to support. There are some amazing artists out there that have quality product, from music to spoken word to literature to poetry to visual art. I have a great, great friend who makes just absolutely beautiful art out of yarn. Like, the things that Yarn Couture makes is just amazing. Her husband, Kua, an amazing, amazing painter and visual artist. There's just some great, great talents out there that I would encourage you to explore if you are going to buy holiday gifts. If you say that you believe in an artist, if you say that you love an artist, step up and financially support them. Some of them are, you know, the artists that I'm connected to, they're not new at this. They've been doing this for a while. And I hear people all the time say, I love what you're doing. I dig what you're doing. You know, but I think that if you have the capability of, you know, going to the corner store and paying $2 for a soda or $1.50 for a pack of gum, you can scrape together $10 and buy a CD for yourself, for your loved one, you know, buy a book, you know, to be able to share. See, even Kimura said, buy a book. You know, support the artists, because there's just, you know, there's so many talents out there that deserve to be recognized, and financially supporting them is another way of showing support. Now, I know one rant that April will get on, and I have to co-sign with her on this. If you are an independent artist and you are looking for support, have your stuff together. You know, make sure that you've got all your business put in place, you know, from, you know, your press kit to the quality of your production of your art to, you know, all the business side. Make sure you are, you know, copywritten. If you are a recording artist or whatever, make sure that you are registered. I'm now stepping on board with some of the stations that have the capability of paying out royalties. You know, and the only way that you're going to be paid royalties is if you're registered with BMI or ASCAP, you know. So, I mean, just make sure that your quality, you know, you're a quality person, your person and your art matches up. That's one thing I'm finding. That's an interesting thing, John, that I'm finding. Sometimes the art really does not match the personality of the artist.
Amen.
And that's disturbing to me. You know, so if you create something and you want people to believe that you're so into what it is that you created, I think you need to live it too. And that was a hard lesson to learn this past year too, is that sometimes I think artists have that capability of creating something just because it's a good look, but it's not something that they actually live in their life.
That's wise word. So wise.
Right.
April, what?
Go ahead. Oh, April put in the chat room, if you can support an artist that is getting paid by endorsements, you can support an indie artist that does not have the big bucks behind them. And I'm so feeling her on that. I had posted out something, I believe, today. You know, I'm old and forgetful. But I think it's interesting to me how there are all these mainstream artists out there, and we will dig deep in our pockets to go to the store and buy a pair of jeans, or go and buy their CDs, or go and pay $75 to see them in concert or whatever. And those artists don't even know they're there and supporting. You know, they don't know your name or whatever, but then there could be a local talent that you really, really dig. But all of a sudden, you want to get on that free list, that homie list, you know, and I'm like, okay, that just makes no sense to me. But yet you will turn around and spend money to support an artist who's living a lifestyle that you can only dream about. So, you know, something to really think about. You know, where are your priorities at? If you are an independent artist, an underground and unknown artist, make sure you've got quality, you know, product to put out there. And then if you do and you have a street team, and really encourage them to get out there and help support you by spreading the word. It's one thing to say, Flav, I really, really dig this artist, right? But Flav is going to want to see you really promoting that artist if you tell me you dig them. Because, you know, we need a street team. Not only does, you know, the artists out there need you to support them by word of mouth. Word of mouth is one of the most powerful tools to then supporting them by financially, you know, digging in your pockets and, you know, helping them take things to the next level. You never know. They might be that next big thing out there. And you could say, you know what? I knew them when. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, don't forget me when you blow up, you know. So, yeah, it's amazing to me. It's amazing. So I'm sorry, John. What were you going to say?
Oh, that's it. I was just thinking about the people that you mentioned earlier that were in the chat rooms. And you said that Ruby Roberts is there. Hi, Ruby.
Yeah.
How are you? Leah, where you at, girl? It's Sunny Blaze. What's up? No, just kidding. And to April Sims, Voice of Understanding. Not everyone knows how busy she is, but April Sims has never once neglected to return a post that I've sent her, even if it's something simple like, good morning, April. She She always finds the time to respond. And we know that she's busy. You can see what's going on if you're, you know, frequent Facebook user. So I've always appreciated that. Delon, what's up, boy? You all right? And, let's see. You got Anna from the Student Driver Band. Hello. Hello. That's all you mentioned, so. Let's get my shouts out now. Say hello to everyone.
All right. You know what? Let me bring in one of our sisters has been holding on, and she did raise her hand a little bit ago before I went on this last rant, so let me bring her in.
Awesome.
All right, Miss Eleanor, welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. About yourself? Well, hi, John.
Hello.
Kimora and I are doing great. Can you all hear Kimora in the background?
I heard him. I heard him before.
She's running around here in her pajama bottoms, no top. Uh-oh. She's just like excited over here. So Miss Eleanor, I saw that you raised your hand, so that must mean you have something great to share, right?
I just wanted to share because I think it's a great movement going on here, as always. I always say that part. And the one reason that I joined the group was because I figure, I said, even if I happen to not do anything, and if someone needs to come in that's not, you know what I mean, that I can help them. And I was thinking about, I said, but you know what, I'm going to put some extra in. I know I'm paid up, but I'm going to put some extra in. And I don't know, it's who, you are the one that would have to choose them, because I don't know who's who. But maybe somebody that really, really wants to get into this and just can't
right.
at the present time.
Right.
So I am willing to, you know, do a little extra for that.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You know, I appreciate that. And, it's interesting. I am going to encourage people to join the movement now. You know, it's just $1 a month. And the reason I went in that direction is that everybody can come up with four quarters. And I'm going to tell you something. There are some people who actually send me $1 a month. And they are some of my most favorite people. They are my favorite people because just for them to take the time, you know, to mail me $1
right.
is pretty special. You know, I received 3 money orders in the mail the other day. I was so excited. I was so excited to go to my mailbox and get 3 money orders, you know, and they paid up a year, you know, membership. But, you know, when I go to the mailbox and I get that $1 bill, I'm just like thrilled, you know, because
yes.
who, you know, you shouldn't be able to say you can't afford $1. I understand not everybody has the capabilities of paying online, and I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some are not even comfortable with paying online, and I accept that too. But if you want to be supported, and you know, and Flava News needs to be supported, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm really going to be pushing hard in 2012. I've had conversations with some amazing people. And amazing people about some ideas and plans that I really want to put in place, you know, come this new year. And not everybody's going to fit into that plan. I'm just going to keep it real, you know.
Right.
And this is, you know, I'm having conversations with attorneys. I'm having conversations with, entertainment consultants and entertainment investors, along with, actual artists. And I'm going to be, you know, trying to make some moves, you know. Also, you know, some exciting possibilities have come up with Cedric James, you know, to being able to be on all these other radio stations to have your sound heard.
Right.
The thing with $1 is, you know, okay, oh, you know, it helps cover the expense of Blog Talk Radio. It helps cover the expense of some other things. But more so, the dollar for me is just a commitment that mm-hmm. you have. Mm-hmm. I believe that it's worth more than a dollar.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. I believe what mm-hmm. it is that I do is worth more than a dollar. But you can't say no to a dollar if you want to be supported. This isn't just about being played on Flava News Radio here on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
My intentions for what I do is to show you support on my website, to show you support, you know, on social networks, to, you know, emailings, to my newsletter, all of that. It's only going to be about the people, the artists that have joined the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, come 2012, I am going to up the price. It's still going to be affordable, you know, but I am going to up the price. So I really, really encourage anybody who wants to get involved. This is not just for recording artists. This is for, you know, authors. This is for painters. This is for any type of creative soul and fan, you know, just like yourself, Eleanor, that just believes in the movement. You
yeah.
know, this is about supporting artists and coming together as a community to support artists. And so, you know, that's why I do what I do. And I'm so thrilled to have you a part of this. But before, you know, he takes his hand down again, I'm going to bring Big Daddy in so
yeah.
he can finally share what it is he'd like to share.
Okay.
Welcome to the Coffee House, Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Good morning. How you doing?
Did you just say good morning?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Is it morning there?
Morning here. Huh?
Is it morning there in Kansas?
Yeah, it's morning in Australia. That's where I am right now. What's up, guys?
Hi. How you doing?
Who do we have online today?
Okay, so we've got John D. Green Sr., we've got Eleanor Lynch, and we've got you. You know what? Let me bring in my person. So, Kimura just stuck some slimy stuff on my leg. Oh my goodness! Excuse me. Oh my gosh! It was so cold. Okay, so I believe that we have Eternally Blaze with us.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
What's up, Blazo?
All right.
Okay, so Eternally Blaze. And you missed me playing your track, didn't you?
I missed. You know what? This thing with this army time throws me off every time. It's like 1700. What time is that? You know? And I'll be sitting there and I say, wait, should I call now? Should I wait? Should I call now? I say, well, I'm going to call now. If I'm wrong, then I'll just wait for the next hour. But, you know, so I missed the whole thing. Wow. So how was it? Did everybody like it?
Oh, everybody loved
yes.
it. They're like, yeah.
Wow.
You did a good job with that, Joanne.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I don't know who might have their computer on, but somebody whose line is open has a computer on, so we're hearing the feedback from the computer.
Yeah, because it's been really confusing.
So who's the guilty party that has the computer on and it's on the phone?
Not me.
It's not you. Whoever has their computer on and the speakers on, if you could turn the speakers off, that would be great because we can hear the feedback. Nobody's testing up to it. I don't know what the... Okay. All right, so we're going to give you the floor, Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to hold you guys up because I am at work. I just need to bring some things to some people's attention. First of all, a couple of weeks ago, well, actually it was a little bit before Thanksgiving, I decided to drop the price on two of my previous CDs, the We Are One piece and Windows to the Soul. And drop them down to $6.99 for a download, $7.99 for the CD. and went pretty good. It was a nice response and everything. Later on, let everybody know that on December 1st, we were going to release the single For Eternally Blaze. And also tried to let as many people know as I possibly could that effective December 1st, that they were no longer going to be able to hear complete versions of the songs that were produced by SJF Music. And I kind of wanted to take this time to explain why. Like myself, a whole lot of independent artists use Reverb Nation to control most of the stuff that people hear on the internet, most of their music and everything. And that's because Reverb Nation has a good way of tracking listeners and that type of stuff like that. Over the past year, well, probably about over the past 8 months, my music has been averaging anywhere from 200 to 550 plays per day. Not per week, per day. That hasn't necessarily equated anything in the sales. Only SJF Music, I have to run it like a company. It's not just me in my basement making music. I have to run it like a company. In fact, I think, Susan, you and I had this conversation a few weeks ago about running your organization as if it was owned by someone else and they hired you to run it for them.
Sure.
So I have to look up for myself and all of the artists that are involved with SJF Music as well. I posted all this information out, and this morning, like I do every morning, I got up, got my coffee, went to my computer to check my email and everything. I had 177 emails in my inbox this morning. Probably 10 or 15 normal stuff, like, you know, join my network on LinkedIn, that kind of stuff like that. But the majority of them all basically said the same thing. It was stuff like, I really needed to hear your music last night because I was feeling bad, but I couldn't find any of it. Did I hit the wrong button? And some people were even looking for specific songs that they say they needed to hear. After I went through all these emails and did some soul searching a little bit, I said, okay, let me go on over to Facebook and see what's going on over here. I had 65 emails in my Facebook email, all basically saying the same thing. That's all fine and good. And the question I have for all these people is that if this music is so important to them, why isn't it important enough for you to pull 99 cents out the cushions of your couch pretty much and buy it so you can listen to it when you want to anytime?
I agree with Steven. I think that is the challenging thing.
Well, it's not challenging. It makes perfect sense because everybody is telling me how nice the music is, how crazy they are about it, and as long as they can listen to it for free online, mm-hmm. it's good. Mm-hmm. But the second I take it offline, it's like, well, where is it? We need it back. It's in the store. You want it? Go get it. Now, I'm not talking to the artists or anything, because artists, very seldom buy other artists' music. I'm talking to the people right now that these artists, myself included, are making this art for. And I'm going to give you a complete, I'm going to break it down to you so everybody can understand it. If you had a group of people in your life that you really cared about, not necessarily family, but just people that you really enjoyed being around and all, and you just enjoyed these people and you wanted to do something for them, you sit down and you say, okay, I want to build this thing for these people. And I'm going to make it affordable for them, because I know everybody's having a hassle with money and all that nowadays. So I'm going to make it completely affordable to them, and I'm going to make it out of love for them because I care about what I'm giving them. And you sit down and you spend weeks planning this stuff. And you take every single spare minute you have out of your life to start putting this thing together for this group of people. The hours turn into days. The days turn into weeks, and the weeks turn into months. You finally get it to where you think that it can't get any better than what it is. And then you hand it to them, and you say, I've done this for you. And it only costs 50 cents. And they will look at it and say, oh, that's nice. Or, I really appreciate you sharing that with me. Or, very nice, you do very nice work. If you put that kind of effort into a project like that and somebody said that to you, it would hurt your feelings greatly.
Right.
And you know it would. Another real simple analogy. I mean, there's a lot of people out here that think they can cook. Plenty of them. Myself included.
Right.
You come across this great cake recipe. You put it together from scratch. And you make this beautiful tasting cake. It looks good. It tastes good. And you take it to a bake sale. You have bits and pieces of it that you put on a platter in front of the cake where people can come by and sample it to just get a taste of it. And then you put a little sign on there that says 10 cents a slice, 50 cents for the whole cake. And you know that cake is going to sell because you know it's good. So you put that thing on the shelf, and then you go back to your kitchen and start making another one because you know by the time you finish that other one, that first cake is going to be gone because it's that good. You finish your second cake, you come back, you look at the platter, you see nothing but crumbs. You look in the little bowl where the money is supposed to be, and there's 20 cents in there. That's what these independent musicians are dealing with every day.
Right.
Right.
It's not fair. It's not right. And if it was happening to the individuals that's supposed to be supporting these people and buying this music, if they were on the other end of how this actually feels to people, they wouldn't be doing it. Because most of the people that made that cake, they got that new cake in their hand, and they look at that palette and see that their first cake is gone and it's only 20 cents in the bowl. Most of them will take that second cake and throw it in the trash and say, I'm not doing this again.
Right.
Independent artists are not doing that. They keep trying and trying and trying to get you to at least just acknowledge and listen to your stuff. It's not fair to them. And if you think that these people are going to keep on doing this for your benefit, you're absolutely wrong. Because sooner or later, they're going to stop doing it. And then you're going to wonder, Well, what happened to, I haven't heard anything from John D. Green. I haven't heard anything from Leah. I haven't heard anything from Steven lately because they got tired. They got tired of putting in all this effort and not getting anything from it. But, oh, yeah, that sounds nice. There are other ways to support artists besides buying their music, too. I understand that. And not everything that these people are putting out, everybody wants to buy. I understand that as well. But if you sit down and say that you support an artist, then the least you could do is actually support them.
Right.
I've seen people send me emails about, oh, yeah, you need to go by and check out such and such as music. And that's all the email will say.
Sure.
And when I see those kind of emails, I look at it and say, there's nothing behind this. I just delete it. But if the person took a little bit more time and said, you know what, Steven? I've been listening to this guy for about 2 or 3 months now, and he's got some nice stuff, or she's got some real nice stuff going on. I think it might be cool for you to go over and check him out and maybe connect with him or something. An email like that would make me stop and say, hey, maybe I need to go over there and check it. Is just that little bit of effort right there is enough to help support the whole cause.
I think that there is something to be said, Stephen, in regards to making it a little bit more personal and personable when you believe in something. It's not an easy game, you know, on figuring out how to market. And you know, and April brought up a really good point in the chat room that, you know, when it comes to the mainstream artists, they're more so being supported by the endorsements and sponsors versus the sales of their CDs, you know, or their books or whatever. And so, you know, that's when numbers come into play.
I can understand that. Yeah, that's very true. But you know what? I don't care what they're doing. What a mainstream artist is doing has absolutely nothing to do with me.
No. Baby, the reason why I just...
John D. Green, Leah Henderson, a lot of the people that you've been playing tonight,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the people that you play all the time are putting out just as good a quality product as Usher and whoever else is mainstream right now.
No, exactly.
They're putting out just as good quality.
But I think the point is
getting support.
Right. But I think the point is that April was making is that, you know, even when it comes to like necessarily the mainstream artists, they're not being supported by the fans necessarily. They're being supported by the endorsements of whomever is willing to put their money behind the artist. And the thing is that it's interesting to me how the artists who are out there, you know, in the limelight, you're willing to put your money into their pocket, even if it's not necessarily going into their pocket. You're willing to put the money out there, but then when it comes to an independent artist. I'm sorry, I'm wondering if this is my speaker that's making this feedback. When it comes to, you know, the artists that I support, it's interesting how you can't come up with money to support, you know, a CD such as We Are One or Windows to the Soul. Or you can't come up with a dollar to join the Flavor News movement. Which you might not think I'm a big deal. The funny thing is that there are people who think that I'm a big deal and that are paying attention not only just, you know, here in the United States but globally. So, you know what, I'm going to bring in Leah Henderson and I'm going to call in from my phone and see if I can if I'm the one that's creating this echo. So, Leah, welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hey, lady, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Was I echoing?
I think it's me. I'm going to try to call in. So go ahead. We've got John on the line.
Yeah, I think it's you echoing. Yeah, I think so.
So you guys talk, and I'm going to call in for a different one.
I can't hear. Yeah, something's going on.
You can hear?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I hear you
now. I can hear you. You're echoing now.
Oh, yeah, that's. I don't know who called me. I don't know if it's mine or yours.
Okay.
But I do hear echoing, so I don't know.
It should be resolved momentarily.
You there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? We're all still here.
So you guys really do enjoy Eternally Blaze?
Do we know Eternally Blaze? was that the question?
The question was, did you guys enjoy Eternally Blaze?
Yes,
oh,
we enjoy Eternally Blaze.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing I'm sober because this really tickles me out.
All right, so everybody's talking in your voice.
I don't know what's going on.
So can you guys hear each other?
Yeah, still an echo, though.
Okay, I tried to call in from another line, and it's not. It's not working.
Well, at least you're not echoing as much as you were before.
So, Stephen, are you still there?
I'm right here.
Okay, so Leah, your line is open again.
You hear me?
I can hear you, but there is echoing, so I'm not sure if it's what that's from.
Okay. When I talk, I hear myself, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay, we'll have to finish this interview. We'll have to finish this show 70 style with the echo. Echo.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm just here to enjoy the music, okay? Because I rarely can call in because I'm so busy right now. But I mean, I just love hearing Lady Flav, you know, do her thing. And I need to hear music, you know, just kind of relax a little bit today, so.
Right. Okay, so Leah, I'm going to leave your line open just right quick. April suggested that I mute everybody and then bring them back in, so let me try that and see if by chance that'll make a difference. So just talk to me and let me just see how you and I sound together. So is that sounding better? Just me and Leah talking, April, and those that are in the chat room?
You hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, you're not echoing now.
No? Okay, so I'm wondering if maybe it was somebody else or...
Right.
Not sure. So let me just kind of bring one at a time back in and just see how we're doing. So, Joanne, I just opened up your line.
Hello.
Okay. That sounded okay. So let me try Stephen. So, Stephen, I just opened up your line. Stephen, are you there? Okay, maybe Stephen's not there.
I'm sorry. I had you on mute. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay, so Steven's there. Okay, let's try this again. So, Eleanor, your line is open. Hello? Maybe I don't know.
I'm here.
Okay, you know what? I think Eleanor's the culprit.
But why? I don't know why.
Timor, please stop,
wrong.
Please. So you're so you don't have a computer on?
No.
Oh,
I turned the
I
computer
know.
Off the minute you said it.
Okay.
Just in case.
John, your line is open.
Well, it's about time.
So John, do you by chance have a computer on?
No, I'm on the phone.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Okay, so let's try this again. So, Leah, did you have anything that you wanted to share about what you heard us talking about?
Not really. I just actually was just here to hear the music. I mean, but I could always say that, you know, I love what you do. Thank you for being supportive. I never fail to say that you're just spectacular in what you do. And I just appreciate you, and I'm just thankful for Stephen, you know, introducing me to you. I'm just, you know, you're just an amazing woman.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I do think that going out of 2011, going into 2012, it would be great to kind of be able to create this community and create an awareness and understanding with those that love the artists, because, you know, the majority of the people that are on, for instance, Facebook, they're
yes.
either
mm-hmm.
artists or they're fans of the art. And, for there not to be shown more support in supporting the artists is really interesting to me. I think also it's interesting to me how there are so many artists that don't have the quality of, business sense to product to sell either, yet, you know, they're wanting the support. And so, I think that I fight to try to change, you know, the way of thinking when it comes to, you know, the people, you know, who would support a Leah Henderson or Eternally Blaze, a Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., or, you know, the artists that I support.
Right.
I think it's just, it's challenging and how to change that. I will say one thing, though. You know, one of the things that my mentor, Anne, has stressed, you know, to me over the years is that, you know, she's like, Susan, you need to know that you're deserving. There are people
right.
out there who demand certain fees. I don't honestly know what she charges her clients, but she's an occult a consultant to Fortune 500 corporations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
you know, she's a powerhouse, you know, in that industry, if it's called an industry, you know, but that line of work. She doesn't hesitate charging, and people don't hesitate paying her. And she's always told me from the days from when I had Flava Coffee House, she's like, you need to know, you need to carry yourself that you're deserving, you know, to make money off of selling coffee, or you are deserving to make money off of being Lady Flava. And she says, until you recognize and you present yourself that way, people are always going to take advantage of you because you're kind and you're so giving. And I totally get that. You know, I totally get that. And so when I turned Flava News into a members only and charged a dollar, she was like, you know, she sent me messages. She was like, okay, you're moving in the right direction, but a dollar?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, she's like, come on now. You know, like, okay, you know, a dollar, well, okay, I understand your concept,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever. But, you know, how we change this. You know, I don't know if it's going to be changed in my lifetime, but I think that, you know, we all need to know, you know, you as a talent and as an artist, you know, myself as an artist cheerleader who's turning this into a business, we need to know that we're deserving. The thing that's really going to be important in going into 2012, at least for myself, which Stephen has dropped off the line, but I believe that it, you know, it is something that, you know, he's paying attention to, too. When it comes to some of this that we do, a lot of times numbers really, really matter. And people may not really understand
that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the number of hits you get to your YouTubes, the number of hits that you get to your Reverb Nations, to your websites, to, you know, a fan page on Facebook, to different social networks, the number of hits can really make a big difference when it comes to maybe a direction that you might be going to turn what it is that you're doing into a moneymaker. So, for instance, you know, websites, if you want to gain, you know, advertisers, you know, or sponsorship from outside sources to help supplement what it is that you're doing, you know, they're going to want to know how many numbers are coming to your pages and how many people are paying attention to you on a regular basis. So numbers are really, really important. You know, because as April was saying, some of this isn't, the money doesn't necessarily come from the fans. The money comes from the endorsements of people who are willing to invest in you based off of being a good look for them, that if this many people are paying attention to you on a daily basis or on a monthly basis, the potential of them being, you know, paid attention to, you know, may grow depending on how popular you are. So it does come down to some creative marketing right now in how to grow this. But, you know, as Stephen was saying, and John and Eleanor, your lines, and Eternally Ablaze, your lines are still open too. You know, some of it just really, you know, comes down to, okay, how do you gain that financial support of the artist? You know, there's got to be a way of really pressing the point with them and really putting it in their head. Okay, you're willing to pay, you know, $75 for a ticket to go to somebody's concert, but you say that you dig what I'm doing and my CD is only $7.99. You know, it's just, you know, it's interesting that way.
Yes.
So. Yeah, you got to find out like we already know that it's very rare that artists buy each other's music, and we're trying to, you know, we got to find another avenue. We can't be selling to the artists, you know, we've got to sell to the fans and the people that love our music.
Definitely.
How do we do it? You know, that's the whole point. I mean, Reverb is a nice place to go, but... You know, there's got to be other avenues. I mean, Facebook, I mean, we talked about that before. I mean, but you got to find your audience, your fans for your music.
Right. And I think that, you know, if you're doing it for the love of the art, that's one thing. You know, but if you're wanting to grow it into a business, if you're wanting to grow it into, you know, a moneymaker, I mean, you got to get creative. And you need to impress upon those particular consumers that this is something that they need, you know, they'll get enjoyment out of, you know, or whatever that, it's going to come down to being creative and, you know, and that's something that I'm working on, you know, and, you know, I get criticized all the time, you know, in the time that I've been on the radio, there are people to say, Flavy, you should do this, Flavy, you should do that. You know, and some of it, and I do listen, you know, but I also have to stay true to me and what works for myself, you know, and I think that you have to have an understanding, you know, never sell yourself, you know, because you think that it's going to make you some money. I think that you need to, you know, stay true and honorable, you know, to what it is that you're willing to work towards and who you're willing to work with. You, every day we face issues in everyday living. So the last thing you need to do is join hands with somebody else that's going to, you know, create some issues for you. But I think that, you know, like with SJF Music, it's an amazing support system. You know, not only is there amazing talent and product being created out of SJF, you know, the support system amongst the family is amazing. And, you know, I think that's a good place to start, but it's not the only place to be, and it can't be the end. You know, so I don't know. That's the challenge. But I think, again, for myself, you know, I'm going to be pushing for the numbers, you know, whether it be numbers of artists that have joined the movement, you know, whether it be numbers of hits to my radio shows, to, you know, the numbers of hits to my website, you know, all of that. I mean, all of this that we do, it costs money, you know. For instance, being on phones right now and being on the internet, that costs money.
Yeah.
It's not free.
Yeah, you're right, it does.
And so when it comes to, you know, being a business person, it would be great if those expenses can be covered, you know, just like the equipment that Stephen works with. You know, all of that costs money, you know, or John works with, you know, or what, you know, Eternally Blaze and Leah Henderson's recording their voices off of. You know, those tools, you know, cost money, you know, to be able to create. And so to be able to cover those expenses, that would be absolutely amazing. You know, it's, okay, let me read some of the things that are being written in the chat room because we've got some things that are going back and forth. You know, if you really think about it, if you think about it, with all the people that you connect with online, for instance, or all the people that you know in person, if they gave a dollar, do you really know how far that could really go? And a dollar is not breaking you. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
A dollar is not breaking you. And so, you know, there's so many things that I want to do with Flava News. There's so many things that I could do with Flava News. You know, and the ultimate goal is that this isn't about me. You know, this is about you guys. Of course I come into play, you know, when it comes to this, because I'm kind of that, you know, voice and person that's putting you in the spotlight. You know, but all of the things that I do is about trying to create those doors to open to be able to shine the spotlight on the artists in different ways. You know, but it's, you know, again, it's just interesting to me, you know, who values it and who doesn't value it. And I had somebody ask me, and I think I mentioned this on another show. I had an artist who joined the movement, and he paid a year's up, but he asked me what I was going to do with the money, $12. And I was like,
oh, wow.
If I want to go to McDonald's and spend it on McDonald's, I'm going to do that, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, I was kind, and I thought that was silly. But
yeah.
I did turn around and I said, you know, your $12 is going to cover the expense of the radio shows, to cover the expense of the tools needed for Flava News. And the reality is that if anybody's been paying attention to me, I need a new computer.
Mm-hmm.
I have really been struggling this past year when it comes to technology. And, you know, I've been trying to save up for a new computer so that I can have effective tools to better support you. If you guys saw what I'm working with and I'm able to provide what it is that I'm doing thus far, I'm doing pretty good with very little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it costs money for new technology, right?
Yes.
It costs money for a laptop or a new computer, and it's not cheap.
Nope.
You know, so just think if every artist that originally was with me at the beginning of the year gave a dollar, you know I could have a brand new computer today.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
To be able to support you guys.
That's
not to support me, just me. But to support the artists. I could be on the other radio stations that I should have been on by now. I cannot get onto the other radio stations until I have the right computer system, because the programs that it requires and to be able to get into their servers requires a stronger system than what I have.
Oh, okay.
So luckily, the stations they like me so much they're willing to wait for me to be able to do what I need to do to get on there. you know, but that's the holdup. I'll be honest with you, that's the holdup, is trying to get the extra money together past the everyday living expenses.
And try that.
You know, to be able to have that money set aside. So the membership fees right now is covering the expense of Flavor News Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and it's covering my internet expense.
Okay.
And so for the last probably 3 months, you know, with what I've been getting in as membership fees, is covering those expenses. You know, and I do have other money that's set aside towards getting the new computer, you know, but I'm not at that point to have the full amount, you know. So, you know, so when it comes to what you guys do and what, you know, what it is that I do, it, you know, the thing is that we are deserving of the support. You are creating amazing products to be recognized and to be experienced. You know, Flava News and Lady Flava is creating tools for you to be heard. You know, so all of this, you know, all of this deserves to be supported, and how we impress that upon people is the challenge.
Well, if I might say, I think that one of the biggest things that we can do is to become one as a band. You know, the band symbolizes marriage, or the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the complete circle. I think if we as individual artists stand together as one, as a solid one, we can make that wave. You know how you make that stand? Like you got just a little flicker of the flame. But if you stay in that flame, that flame will rise. You know what I'm saying?
Because
if we band together and we pool our assets, and we, you know, we come together as to say, this is what we're standing for and this is what we believe in, it might start that snowball effect.
Right.
And then we just ride that wave and see where it takes us. Like they say, ride until the wheels come off. You know what I mean? But we have to make that commitment as a team. You know, and I think that's one of the things that we are initiating here with the SJF movement, is that teamwork, that camaraderie, where, you know, I support you, you support me, we all support each other as a whole.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So exactly.
That, you know, where we're all supporting one, it's all for one and one for all, then we can, you know, overcome whatever obstacle in our way. If we separate, or you know how they say, united we stand, divided we fall.
Divided we fall, that's
so,
right.
So if we all stand as one, as a unit, as that band, it is an unbreakable band where we can do what we need to do, taking that mindset and that frame of mind into 2012, knowing that this is not over, but this is just the beginning.
Right. Right.
Right. Right.
Oh, and before you go any further, I want to ask, Leah, are you still there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, how did you like Eternally Blaze?
Oh, well, you see what I put on my page. I said it was hot this morning, people.
I know it's hot. Yeah, I think I did see that.
I love it. I mean, you know, I already love your stuff. You already know that. I mean, you speak well. I mean, you're delivering a message. I mean, you know, I told you, you're kind of like telling a story when you speak. So, you know, I love that. That's, yeah, you did well, definitely.
Yeah,
well,
I think
Stephen,
you did a wonderful job with that, her and Mr. Ferguson.
Yes. You guys, that was, as they say, as tight.
Yeah, and you know what else I like? And you know, that was, yeah, it was.
Right.
And John, are you still there?
No, John's gone.
I was going to tell him about his Christmas, that I love those songs, two songs that he did specially.
The Christmas, that's nice too.
Yeah.
They are beautiful. So, you know, but I think this is something that we should really think through. You know, April is sharing and Delon is sharing in the chat room, you know, some great information. But I think that marketing is really key, and that's what April just, you know, followed up with, that, you know, you can't just market yourself just to anybody and everybody. I think that you really do need to figure out who your target is and find out where they are, you know, and appeal to those. I think that, you know, I've had this conversation a lot in the last couple of weeks. You know, every single day we experience art, you know, whether it's turning on the TV, whether it's looking at, you know, pictures and paintings on the wall, whether it's photography, whether it's, you know, a book that we read, whether, you know, it's a graphic that we see, you know, on a video or whatever it is, every single day we experience art. So it is a necessity in a sense for us to engage, you know, life. You know, so how do we create something that people are willing to pay attention to? I do agree with Delon that for some reason people jump on board when they, you know, perceive that, you know, something is a success. For instance, I believe that if Jay-Z was to start a blog talk radio show, and Jay-Z said, you know what, I'm going to support you, you know, on my website and on my you know, on my shows here on Blog Talk Radio for $500. I bet you there are going to be some people that are going to try to come up with that $500 to give to Jay-Z.
They get that money up,
And Jay-Z doesn't need your money, right?
You got that right.
You know, but I bet you that if it was Jay-Z versus Lady Flava, people are going to come up with that $500. You know, so it's interesting.
Most definitely.
You know? It's interesting, but, you know, I'm going to say, you know, I've worked very hard. Have I perfected things? Could I do better? Of course. You know, I am not perfected at all. There's so much more for me to learn and grow. You know, I mean, just right now, I got a three-year-old grandchild sitting on my back trying to do the radio show, right? She's at least quiet, but she's pressed up against my back, and I'm leaning forward onto my desk. You know, so I face challenges of my everyday life, me and a grandma, you know, trying to make my family's world work on top of being Lady Flava, you know, and all of that. So, I would love to, you know, turn this into something where it's an actual business. You know, right now I'm paying taxes on the money that I pull in from the membership. So this is not a game for me. You know,
it's not.
You know, this is something that I take very, very serious. You know, and I have conversations with my Department of Revenue, you know, person, in regards to what it is that I'm doing. And, you know, so it's, you know, I believe that I'm deserving. I'm just going to straight up say it. I believe that I'm deserving.
Most definitely.
You know,
yes,
to make this work. You know, it's not something I've just pulled out of my hat, out of nowhere. You know, and it's something that I really love doing. I really love doing this.
I can actually say I don't even associate with anybody else, you know, as far as, you know, what you do. I mean, there's a lot of people that do what you do, but I don't, you know, I'm not with nobody else. I'm just, you know, hanging with you, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know there's a lot of blog talk radios, you know, things like that, but I haven't been, you know, with them. So.
Right. But you know what, I think that I'm not the only one to be, you know, to show support. I think that there are so many other people out there that can show the same support to the same artists that I do. And I think it would be wonderful if they did. You know, because the more that are out there, the more that there are opportunities for the artists to shine.
Oh, yeah.
I think that it's also interesting when people find others to be competitors, you know, and, you know, to me, the way I look at it, it is there's room enough for all of us.
Right.
You know, there's just room enough for all of us to... you know, to be out there showing our support and love for what it is that we do. It's not about a competitive thing. I believe that it can be about a supportive thing. And so, you know, I there are people who have bashed me directly and indirectly in regards to, you know, charging the dollar. You know, and I'm like, this is not about being paid, you know, getting paid a dollar for your music to be heard on the radio. It's really not. I've been playing indie artist music for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is about building a movement. You know, this is about providing tools, better tools to better serve the artist. This isn't about payola. You know,
right.
And, you know, the reality is payola is out there. Mainstream artists are paying for their music to be heard. There are people that are throwing out money. You know, why do you think that certain artists are in rotations?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on radio shows, you know, and stuff. So to sit there and try to threaten Lady Flava about a dollar a month being payola, that's interesting to me. You know, I've worked really hard. You know, again, I've worked really hard to do what I do, even though I have a 3-year-old grandchild on my back screaming now. You know, but Kimora, please. You know, I've worked really hard, you know, to try to perfect this. I've worked really hard to make connections, you know, and because I've worked really hard and on a whole have been very consistent and very committed to what it is that I'm doing, there are people that are reaching out to me, you know, and showing an interest and people that are willing to help me. And if I had not done what I've done, you know, over the years, then they would not be doing that, you know. So, I don't know. I guess, you know, kind of got off on a different subject or whatever. But, you know, I think this was a good conversation. I think it was a needed conversation, and I hope to continue this conversation.
Yeah, right.
You know, mm-hmm. You know, going into the new year, because, you know, I ask that, you know, that we just all join together and we figure this out and we take the knowledge of 2011 and we build on that and we go into 2012 smarter and stronger. And, you know, and as we want support from others, you know, we need to give support to others.
Right.
And I think that's just a real thing. And then there are just some people, you know, the bottom line is there's some people who's just not meant to get on the train.
Right.
They just are. And
yeah,
not to get
that.
Mad at it. Don't get mad at it. It's just a fact, you know. And so, you know, it's something to just, you know, get over. One of the things, you know, as we've closed out this year, and one of the things that I've been doing for myself is I'm learning to forgive. I'm learning to let go, you know. And there's some baggage that is not going to go into 2012 with me because it's not deserving.
I heard that.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, you know, I really believe that, you know, my faith in God and taking some time to pray, you know, and meditate has really, really helped me.
It is.
You know,
and
I feel really good, you know, and I feel really strong. And as I've said over the years, you know, I really strongly believe that, you know, this is my mission and this is my ministry to people, and my ministry just happens to be artists.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
And so, man, I believe we can do some things. I do. I really believe we can do some things going into this new year. And, you know, it's going to take some hard work. It's going to take some determination. It's going to take some research. Research, I think, is a key, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, we've got about, like, 5 minutes left in the show.
I think we're all working on a CD right now. I think that's what we need. I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's taking time, but, you know, I think Eternal Blaze, you're working on a CD too, right?
Oh, it's out already.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And just, you know, whatever. I don't know, 10 songs, 12 songs, whatever, but, you know, that's what we're working on, so.
Well,
because it's
her
song, you know, I mean. Like you said, I mean, like Lady Flav was saying, like, about the dollar thing, you know, you know, everybody, you just, you know, charge a dollar. I mean, well, the downloads are like 99 cents or a dollar, you know, but
right.
Is people downloading, you know?
Right.
I mean, they can't. I don't know. Maybe it's the economy, or maybe it's, you know, maybe we just haven't found our, like I said, our audience yet.
No, some people just want to be a freeloader. Just want to be freeloaders. Everything is free. But like you said, they will go to these shows and pay $75 to $100 to get these shows. But they don't want to pay 99 cents or $6.99 or $7.99 to support independent artists. And that's wrong. That is totally wrong.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a dollar and or $12 for a year for a lady play, what she's trying to do, I mean, yeah, that's real. That's cheap, and you know.
No, I think we're gonna say doable.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you know, you know what they used to call it in church? They used to call it a love offering.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a love
offering. Yeah, that is just a love offering.
That's just a love offering.
Assist
yeah.
you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
no,
what it's, that's what it's called.
Where we congregate and we come together as one.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come together as one, we come with our love offering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
she shows love to all of the artists, mm-hmm. and she puts us out there and, you know, gives us that lift up so we can be seen as well as heard. So,
right.
you know, all of the artists just bring love offering, you know,
right.
to support
right.
one who supports us.
And
true.
You know what I believe. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off,
no,
but
go
I don't
ahead.
Know why.
Go ahead.
But what I really do believe is, if once in a while, if you can, or how often you can, I don't know what. If we could add more to what we are giving, it will. She will be able to do more. You know what I mean? You figure out a dollar a month, okay. I mean, is it going to be a crime? Sometimes, you know, you might say, okay, I got a little extra. I'm going to hook up, put an extra couple of dollars in there, or maybe $5, you know. And it's to benefit everybody, you know.
So we always have a place to go to.
Always have a place to go to. I mean, the dollar, don't get me wrong. Everybody got the dollar, and that's good. But sometimes if you could just up it, like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Instead of the dollar, okay, I'm sending $5 this time, or I'm sending $10 the next time, something like that. Once in a while, you know, it's like a blessing, you know. You know, that she'll be able to bless someone else or bless something that maybe she needs important in order to keep us on the right track. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Exactly.
Or am I making myself clear? Or
no, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate, you know, Eleanor and internally Blaze and Leah. Who's left on the phone with me, you know, and but you know, the three of you support me, and I'm very, very blessed for that. And please, I hope that nobody takes this as like I'm, you know, trying to, that I'm either begging for support, you know, because it's not that way, you know. I'm just really. I talk about win-win relationships all the time. And what does that really look like in a win-win relationship?
Right.
You know, there are definitely people out there who do the radio shows because they love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do it because I love to do it, but I'm really sincerely trying to turn Flava News into a business. And
right.
because I have
oh, yeah.
all of these opportunities that are just like sitting there waiting for me, you know, how do I best do this? Well, of course, not all the artists are of the quality and caliber to go forward with me on certain directions. There are definitely artists who deserve to be heard here on Flava News Radio, though, and I really do support that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is not anybody can just be heard and supported by Flava News Radio. So you definitely have to go through a screening process. You know, but we have this conversation a lot amongst some of my peers, and it's like just thinking if everybody who we were connected to, or even a half of them, or even a quarter of them, mm-hmm. gave a dollar, you know, mm-hmm. the things that we could definitely do, you know, to take this further. It's
right.
interesting to me, mm-hmm. you know, and how do you impress upon people that they can really be a part of making a difference?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm excited about the fact that if I can help shine the light on an artist that does, you know, have that opportunity to take things to the next level and get more recognition,
right.
that's exciting for me,
yes.
you know, to just, you know, be a part of that. Not saying that what I do is going to be the difference, but just to know that Flava News was a part of something in regards to that artist, that would just be so exciting to me. The other thing
right.
is that when my sister Marcia died last month, she was 56 years old, and it really showed me that tomorrow's not promised. So
mm-hmm.
there's a part of me that has this in me, like, okay, let's do this now. You know, can I make
mm-hmm.
a difference now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've been at this. Well, I've been Lady Flava since 2004.
Right.
I've been strongly at doing radio since 2009. I've been strongly at being the artist cheerleader since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this isn't something that I'm coming, you know, into just new
right.
and fresh.
Right.
You know, I've been putting in the work, you know, and I'm 51 years old. You know,
mm-hmm.
if I was 30 years old, I might say, you know what, hey, I got some time to figure this out, right? You know, but I'm going to keep it real. 51 years old, it's like, you know what, can we make some a little bit more moves here, you know,
yeah.
or whatever. And so it would just be absolutely amazing to get $100 100 artists to give a dollar. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, versus Joanne and Leah and Eleanor,
yeah.
you know, to give $5. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why it's so thrilling to me when I go to the post office box and I get this particular envelope, because it's always in this cute envelope, a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Every month. It's just like...
Yeah.
That means a lot to me, you know, to
mm-hmm.
see that happen. And so I just believe that things are going to change. I know that I'm going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing some things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I hope that I'll be able to sharpen my tools come 2012. I will sharpen my tools coming 2012 of what I can do for artists. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll just see, you know, where this goes. I'm not
right.
giving up.
Right.
You know,
no,
I'm not throwing
no,
in
don't
the towel.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm just trying to figure this out and perfect it. And you know, talent such as yourself deserve my time and energy. And so I'm very, very grateful, you know, to have connected with some amazing people such as yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so many of the others that have joined the movement. And I honestly feel very blessed in being able to have supported some of the artists that I have over the past 2 years. It was an amazing experience. It helped bring recognition to who I am and what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having some great music to be able to share on my radio shows. And, you know, now we just join hands and figure out how we do this to make it bigger and better going into the new year. You know, and I will say that, you know, Stephen is creating some quality products for you guys. You know,
yes.
and that's something,
yes,
you know, to be very, very proud of, you know, because, and also, it's not just what Stephen is doing. Of course, your talents, you know, is what, you know, the bottom line, you know, of, you know, what's being created, you know, and then Stephen's just putting the final touches on it, you know, so,
right,
I don't
right.
know, I'm excited. And I'm so very, very appreciative, all of you ladies, you know, for your support of who I am and just what it is that you're creating. And, you know, let's just keep doing what we're doing and building and growing and making this better and just loving and supporting each other while we do that.
Well, I'm bringing pretty soon the other band will be hooking up with you, the ones from Poland.
Right.
They'll be hooking
right.
up with you pretty soon.
Okay. That sounds good. And definitely I'll play their music in Polish, too, because I have somebody from Bogota, Colombia, that I play in Spanish, you know, so I have no idea what it is that she's singing, but she's got an absolutely
right.
beautiful voice.
Hey.
You know?
That's right. That's right. That's good. That's good.
So I'm an equal opportunity supporter of quality.
Yeah. I listened to, right. Aaliyah, I listened to that, I think you had a post.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And I listened to it. The tune is very good, you know.
Yeah,
I can't understand
yeah.
what they're saying, but it sounds good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I like their tune, you know, their beats. I like that, you know. And
mm-hmm.
she has a good great voice too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's singing in Polish, but I do like her voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so that means like, but so they're going to be getting with Lady Flav too, supported too. So. It
right.
should be happening pretty soon, you know, just
right.
so they send the money to her. They'll probably just, you know, just send,
right.
Just,
right.
Yeah, they're going to probably just do
right.
212, you know, or something like that, and just, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Blaze,
you know,
you got something coming up again soon?
Well, I don't know. You just have to stay tuned because it's all on Papa Bear. Papa Bear
okay.
controls everything.
Same here. Stay tuned.
Papa Bear controls everything.
Whenever.
But I know that, you know, this is just the beginning.
Yes,
you know,
that's right. Exactly.
Forth. He's been a real true blessing, you know, because
mm-hmm.
he gives everything from the heart.
Yes.
You know, his talent, his love, his support
yes.
of us as individuals.
And the music
that
he puts with it. The music that he adds to it. How does he do it? And when that first starts off, when it first starts off with that music, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I know.
Music is like, oh.
Flavor, let me ask you a question. Is your show recorded? Is there any way? Because I missed the whole first half.
Oh, it is recorded,
way.
So, yeah. So the archives will be available in about 10, 15 minutes after the show.
Oh, great.
So
great,
you definitely
great.
Can you can check definitely go check that out. So, yeah, and I'll be
definitely.
Doing shows throughout the week
okay.
as long as, you know, old Betsy here hangs out with me and continues working. I definitely, you know, will be able to do more, but, yeah.
We'll keep Betsy in our prayer. And to Leah, thank you, sweetie. But that was
yeah.
I don't know who asked you that question prior. That wasn't me, but thank you for the kudos. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're hot. You know
I
it.
Just want to know what everybody thinks, because you know me, I might make a post with everybody saying in it. So.
No, it's lovely. It's lovely. It's, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. I
it
know.
Is. Yeah, it's
and the music behind I was like, oh my
yeah.
goodness! When it
yeah, it is
time.
Eternal blaze. It's blazing and it's hot. So yeah,
yes.
so
yes. And the music's going beautiful. I'm like, oh.
Well, you know, we have two different styles. You know, yeah, you're going way deep with it. So.
Well, let me explain something right quick, Sam. Okay, when we first did our first conference call,
mm-hmm,
and
uh-huh.
we were all introducing ourselves, you know, and everybody was talking about what they did, and they published books, and, you know, and they were book quoters, and, you know, I'm like, wait a minute. Let me look at the door. Am I in the right room? You know what I mean? Because these are heavy hitters in here.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept thinking to myself, why am I here? Why did he select me to be in this group?
Mm-hmm.
And then it came to me because of what I bring up.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to bring to the table what it is that's inside of us. So
mm-hmm.
that's where Eternally Blaze came from.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
All right, all right.
It's an explanation of who I am and how I fit in. You know, so basically I was
right.
trying to get in, I fit in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you did it. Just waiting to hear
yep.
some more. So, and you're working on some more, right?
Oh, definitely. You know,
yeah.
You know what? Okay, here's another little explanation. My theory is we all have to get back to love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the title of my CD, Back to Love. Okay?
Okay.
Our Barry White is gone. Our Marvin Gaye is gone. Al Green, all of those who showed us. Because I'm just going to put it out there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know,
right.
But we have some of the other genders who will get in a car and be driving for 4 hours and will not stop and get directions. So, I see these, okay, because they just know they know where they're going, but they don't. So, and you don't learn this at home. You don't learn this in school. You don't learn this in sex ed. You know,
right.
You learn this by someone giving you the 411.
Right,
so
right.
That's
right.
What my job is. I'm Dr. Love. And I'm bringing the 411. Okay? I'm going to let you know what you need to be doing and what you wasn't doing. And just take it a little to the left. Just go to the left, right there, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ding, you done
watch
hit the
that
bell.
Sharp curve.
Hold
now.
On. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I already told you once you can't play your CD in the car. It's gonna be too many accidents.
Oh yeah, definitely. Must be stationary at home. A glass of wine, low light, all of that.
Put that on. Yeah, make sure you put that on the front of your CD.
Oh, it's definitely. You need to put out a disclaimer that he's not gonna be held responsible for any accidents.
Yeah, he sure did.
He was serious with it. He was definitely serious with it. But it's for the grown and sexy, and it's just a how-to get back to love.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
all it is. You know, if you have that frame of mind, you'll understand exactly
right.
where I'm
right.
from.
Only real grown folks can understand that.
Only real ones. Only real. If you're true to yourself, then you'll understand what's going
right.
on here.
Right.
And one more thing. It's like I said, it's going to open up your mind, open up your heart, and just back to love. That's it, back to love. Loving everybody, loving all that support, loving you guys, and I want you to love yourself.
So, all right. And on
good.
That note,
okay.
I'm out. I think I'm going to leave. It was
no,
good. It was nice being here.
Probably appreciate you here, Eleanor.
Yeah, yeah. I always do. I always say I'm not going to say anything, but I always end up.
Well,
saying
again, something. I think you know the conversation tonight was good, you know, and
yeah.
I always appreciate the SJF family coming through and showing your support and you know and sharing your thoughts. I think that's
right.
just really important, and you know I also love it when you know newcomers and other people you know chime in. There was a lot going on in the chat room, and I just couldn't keep up with reading it and
yeah, they
to,
were really
you know,
typing in before
yeah,
I
they,
out of there. Yeah,
they were going you know back and forth, and I think that was great. This definitely was a very well supported show by live listeners tonight, so I really really appreciate that also. And you know, again, I'm committed you know to supporting you guys. And if you have anything as far as flyers or videos or whatever, please make sure that I have them. I'm going to be updating my website, and my website is only going to be supporting members of Flava News Movement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go with outsiders like I have been for the last 2 years. It's only
mm-hmm.
going to be artists from the movement that are going to be supported on the site. So, you know, make sure that I have those tools and promos and marketing tools to, you know, help support you on the site besides the radio show. But
right.
I will go ahead and close out the show too, Eleanor, and I thank, you know, you ladies for closing out the show with me tonight and hanging out and sharing your thoughts. And, you know, again, let's just, you know, stick together and see where we can go in 2012. So.
All right. All right. Good night.
All right. All right. So I want to thank everybody who listened to the show live tonight, to those that were hanging out in the chat room, to the many that were actually on the phone line tonight listening, besides my family who raised their hands to participate in the conversation. And, you know, stay tuned, spread the word about Flava News Radio, and, you know, Kimora in the background, she's saying goodbye to you also. So
Bye-bye.
So take care, God bless, and I'm going to close out on tonight's show with a piece by my baby boy, Delton Sun. This is called Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.